استديوهي ستاره ها.
All around Afghanistan, morning drive time means it's time for the popular radio call-in show Safai Shahar, or Cleaning Your City.
In the morning, you could see that people put big speakers on their, for example, a hotel or a restaurant. People listen in the car, people at home. So you get calls from every corner of Afghanistan.
That's the show's co-host, Masood Sanjar. Listeners call in to report problems. It could be power outages, bad roads, corruption, violence. The hosts field those calls. Then they call up people in power and get them to respond live on the radio. They're holding officials accountable, a revolutionary idea in Afghanistan. Masood Sanjar explains that each day is devoted to a particular problem.
Saturday is, for example, a health and education. Sunday is more of a traffic problem. Monday is more of electricity. Tuesday is municipality. Wednesday is the more tougher things is like the security. So in different days, we just collect people's problems and then we call different organizations of the government. We always follow up. For example, if we tell them that this week that people have these problems, can you please solve it? Next week, we call them that, hey, guys, how are you? Did you solve that problem that we reported last week?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like just getting it done and then we say, OK, it's gone.
Well, why do you figure the government officials are taking your calls and responding in a public way and being held accountable that way?
Well, because we make fun of them if they don't pick up our phone.
You're shaming them.
Yeah, for example, one day, a spokesperson, he didn't pick up. So we started making fun of them. I said, oh, maybe he's sleeping because he's a government official. Government doesn't work. So the next spokesperson we call, he like right away picks up. And this was like, I'm always picking up your phone. We will always help people.
What about some of the really major intractable concerns in Afghanistan, like security, like terrorism, like corruption? How much impact do you think you can have?
I'll tell you an example of a bribe taking from someone. We got a call from a driver that was driving from Kandahar to Kabul. By chance, I just answered the phone, and this guy was like, I'm a driver driving right now from Kandahar to Kabul, and these police are taking money from us on the way. I said, okay, where are you exactly? They said, I'm like 100 meters away from the police post. I said, don't cut the phone. Just leave the phone on. We'll broadcast it live. And then this police came to the guy and was there, give me like 100 afs or 500 afs. Forgot what was it. And everyone was listening to this.
Oh, so you heard the actual bribe transaction on the radio.
Yeah. Like the conversation between the police and the driver was broadcasted live on our show. And then we called the Ministry of Interior. We said, did you listen to the show? They said, yes, you were listening. And the police were arrested. And so we do like bring very big changes in terms of corruption and all that.
Afghanistan has been such a dangerous place for journalists to work. I know there was a suicide bombing this year and seven employees at your sister TV channel were killed, a Taliban suicide bombing. How does that affect your work?
Well, it definitely affects the work because you know that you are now the direct target. For example, the morale and everything is for all the journalists around Afghanistan, is not very good at the moment, I would say, to be really honest. But this is for the freedom of speech of the country. This is what people want. There are problems, of course, we can understand that, but we continue what we do.
Masood Sanjar, thanks so much for talking with us.
No problem. Great to talk to you.
Masood Sanjar is co-host of the radio show Safai Shahar, or Cleaning Your City, broadcast out of Kabul, Afghanistan.